Hey guys, what's up? Welcome back to our Sunday series live from NYCE. I hope you all had an amazing week. Let me know how it went at our Sunday series on Instagram, directly to our inbox, or comment on one of our whopping 4 posts. My name is Fadzo, and I'm your hostess with the mostest, as per usual. How was your week, you guys? Like, how was it? What wins? What supposed? I don't believe in losses. I believe in like delayed wins, like divine delay, like all of that good shit. Let me know how it was. I'd like to know. Yeah. So today we're going to be talking about dating apps again, because I did a little experiment. I had to do it. Had to do it for the culture. Had to do it for my heart. Had to do it for my chest. I live in New York. I can't just like not take advantage of the 7 other million people that live here, I think. I don't know what the population is, but I'm going to be talking about dating apps. What happened during a 4-day foray into 2 of the most popular dating apps today. Then I'm going to be talking about health stuff and like this water cleanse thing that I did that ended tumultuous. And then obviously our piece for today, which I will talk about later. I already posted a sneak peek on at Q, and cool. So let's get started. Okay, so. Oh, fun fact, I'm going to like an acupuncture session today. I booked it through ClassPass and I quit my ClassPass subscription because it's just like I'm trying to cut costs like everywhere basically to be the frugal financialista that I know myself to be. And so I used like the last of my credits on an acupuncture session and I'm super excited because I have like a knot in my upper right back and I can't get it out regardless of the yoga, the whatever. I think it was all the spin classes I did this week. I don't know, but I'm really excited. Dating apps, you guys, baby. Dating apps really had their like peak, I think, at like, I don't know, between maybe not when I was like super in college, but like maybe like 2017. Like, I started college in 2015, so around 2017 is when they really started being, like, the mainstay or, like, the main, like, I don't know. Now they're just, like, super weird. There's so many. So I downloaded Hinge to see what the fuck was up, and it was the actual ghetto, okay? The only reason I started this, like, little experiment thing, whatever, was because I was having coffee with a friend, and she said, like, oh, she was telling me about, like, this guy that she dated throughout the entire month of January and how she met him on Hinge and, like, other guys that she's dated that she's met on Hinge. So I was like, yo, what the fuck is up with Hinge? Like, I've never been on a date in my entire life and I'm, like, a 30 out of 10 and I'm just, like, confused. I was like, what? Like, are these guys, like, clowns? Like, I don't understand how it's like so easy for people to like go on dates. I guess it's easy if you don't have like a bar, like standards. It's really easy. Not that my friend doesn't have those things, but like for me personally, it's like I need to know your religious background, the strength to which you adhere to that religious background. First, second, you gotta be like, You have to have some sort of like career thing going for you. And I know what it's like to like not know what you're doing with your life, but like at least have like, I'm attracted to put together. Sorry, I just am. And a lot of dating apps are just not tailored for that because the riffraff gets let in at every corner. And then the algorithms are just like, I don't know. So anyway, my friend told me that she goes on a lot of dates, mostly on Hinge. So I was like, cool, let me download Hinge. Let me see what's up. Maybe I'll go on a date and have a little break from the reality of my love life situation or better yet, situationship. So I downloaded it and it was the ghetto. Like, I'm going to insert voice notes here of like me going through the process, but like, you guys, I'm trying Hinge for you and this is so freaking bad. This is terrible. This is boring. It's bad. Ladies and gentlemen, we have not given up on Hinge. I just matched with a doctor. He's Jewish and he's 6'3". What are the chances? Let's see where this goes, if anywhere. You guys, this is a dud mission. I'm literally being shown children the entire time. One, two, doctor never responded. Maybe because he's on call or he hates me. Either one. So do we cease and desist? Do we send a cease and desist letter? Like, I don't understand. Okay. Look, like, during this entire process, like, I do not recommend. Like, maybe it's because I'm black. Like, I don't know. Maybe it's because I'm, like, I don't know. I truly don't know because I'm stunning. I always look at myself in the mirror and I'm like, wow, like, my mom and dad really did that. Like, shit, like, can you believe, like, can you imagine being this, like, just, like, making a daughter so gorgeous? Like, I just don't know. Like, everything is perfect. The nose, the eyes, the skin, oh my goodness. Like, I just don't get it. So, like, I saved some of the worst, or not even the worst, but, like, the most cringy matches to, like, talk with you guys about, like, you guys. Okay, some of these I just like don't like. Like, we have a 19-year-old named Oliver going, "Hey, bae, I'm sorry. You're younger than my little brother to begin with. Where do you get off?" And then this one killed me the most. This man is 45 years old. I don't know where he lives. Truly, I don't know where he lives. I know that he's Christian. Obviously, he has to be, like, Nigerian because no other, like, the boldness. Literally, on one of my photos, he just comments, he's like, "Gorgeous, dot, dot, dot." And then he puts his phone number as if I'm going to jump on his, like, I'm so confused. It was just all very confusing. And I hope you guys like listen to those clips because I was like, what is going on here? Right? And I was like, I just don't understand. I'm just like, am I just overly protected by God at this point, by Hashem at this point? Like, I'm just overly fenced in so that I don't connect with the riffraff. Like, I just don't understand. Like, I mean, if it's that, I'm grateful. If it's not, I'm grateful. We move, honey, with our green juice. That's questionable. And I'm drinking a green juice. I don't know. It's like very sweet. So I'm kind of turned off by it. But it's also sweet because it's pineapple. So I was thinking about buying a juicer unrelated to this dating app stuff. I was thinking about getting a juicer. But then I was like, I would only use it really, really for like celery juice. Because it's like easier. And I saw fucking Cassie's husband doing it. So I was like, oh, well, let me get a juicer to like do my celery juice instead of ordering it from Pressed every week. But like, yeah, still debating. We'll see. Anyway, so obviously Hinge was draining. Also, I wasn't really like super committed to this. It was more of like an after work, after writing kind of activity, if you will. Like, I would eat my dinner while I'm like on these apps. Yeah, so obviously Hinge was draining. So I went back to Old Faithful. I went back to Bumble and it was more of the same. I think I've talked about my experience on Bumble. Like, it's pretty much like everyone left Tinder and went to Bumble. And Tinder's algorithm literally matches me with ugly people. I'm not kidding. Like, it's the absolute worst because I see other people's Tinders and I'm like, why are these guys all somewhat hot? Like, all of my people are not hot. Like, fuck you, Tinder. Honestly, this is why you won't succeed, because your algorithm is biased and it could be racist at this point if I'm really going to start like throwing hands. Like, anyway, so Bumble. Okay, for you all, we're moving on to Bumble because it's somewhat reliable. This shit is the trap. I hate this. I don't even know what their algorithm is, and I bet it sucks. Like, Tinder's always matching me with ugly people. Maybe everyone's ugly. Okay. It's more of the same. Pretty boring. But I did halfway through to make things a little spicy. Change my filters around a little bit just to make it a little bit of, just to make the guys I was seeing like a better match. And I like matched with this guy. Should I say his name? Let's call him David. I called him I'm going to insert more clips of that this whole experience, but like let's sit back and listen to the Bumble experience. Okay, so I had Bumble on my phone for a while, and then like when I get bored, I do be swiping. So like I you know what? You guys are my homegirls, homeboys. We're all friends here. We can be honest and open. I basically like tweaked the settings the other day, like maybe on Sunday or was it Saturday night? Something like that. I tweaked the settings to like only match with Jewish guys because like that's what I did. And yeah, we all know that I'm moving towards Judaism slowly, 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 but surely. Anyway. So I matched with this guy, David. Nice. Surprising. We love to see it. Yeah, he's like a little older. How old is he? I'll tell you guys about it if it goes anywhere. His name isn't even David. I fucked it up. But I'll tell you guys about it in the episode. And yeah, the saga fucking continues. So I'm like checking out. I'm like, I kept swiping on Bumble. And I was checking out like the guy that I was talking, the David, let's just call him David, for my OG bestie, you know that my first fictional boyfriend's name was David, but, yeah, so, I'm, like, he has his, like, Instagram in his bio, and I didn't notice it before, because I don't care, so then I just, like, whatever, let me type it in. Mans is verified. Stay tuned, okay? Let's see if he responds. Okay, anyway, so, match with this guy, we're gonna call him David. Didn't think much of it. so, I say all, the thing with Bumble is, like, it's, like, yeah, let me compare them. So, Hinge is more, like, a comprehensive profile, if you can even say that. Match.com owns a 50% stake in the app itself. And so, it's very much... I'm sorry, I'm just getting caught up in how gross Hinge is. They really had the audacity to say you and this guy should meet. He's fucking 19. Ugh. And I changed my age filters on there, so I don't understand. I'm deleting this app after we have our little chit-chat, our little convo, okay? Because this is not it, Chief. Anyway, so Match.com owns a 50% stake in Hinge. So it's very much geared towards like dating. I don't think I want to date. I don't want to date. I really don't. Like, maybe that's why this isn't working, but like I just don't want to date. Like, I have never believed in dating in the like Western tradition or like the Western sense. To me, if you're dating, you're getting married. Like, there is no, it's not even like a courting phase of like, oh, I'm trying to see if I like this person. It's either you know or you don't. Like, and that's pretty evident in like the first meeting, first interaction. Yeah, maybe that's why this isn't where I don't want to date. I truly refuse it. I don't want to date. I've always been that way also. Like, I've just never wanted, I'm for like one person, right? And I'm a strong believer in, yes, going out and like whatever. Still have never been on a date, but mind you, so I don't know how far this philosophy will get me through this life, but Yeah. I guess the funny thing is, never been on a date, but is very much in love. Yeah. Okay. Whatever. Am I in love? We don't know. We don't know. It's all a big shebangles. We don't know. Anyway, so then Bumble is like, girls or the women have to like message first or something. I don't know if they're profitable. I read this article the other day about how, I think it's Whitney Hurst. I don't know her name. How she is the like CEO of Bumble. She left Tinder to start Bumble. And she kept skirting around the question of Bumble's like profitability and their future, et cetera. And I was like, yeah, I don't see the revenue model at all, aside from subscribing to nonsense. Like, it's very silly. So I think they're like expanding to be like a media brand company, everything, because they also host events and really cool stuff in like Philly, LA, Toronto, New York, all this cool stuff. Yeah, anyway, so Bumble, David, back to the point. Anyway, so yeah, so I matched with this guy. I say hi to like everybody. The response that as soon as I match with someone, like I will never go back and send messages. I only send them in the instant that we match. So like I say like hi, smiley face, and leave it at that. And this guy, David, responds. And he says, let me read this whole correspondence because it's like so short. He's a little older. He's like 57. Sorry, not 57. Jeez. He's like, that'd be older than my mom. He's like 37, just kind of a little older. It's a lot older. And I think he's really mature. I think I'm just whatever. And I don't think he's like playing games because like, dude, at 37, if you're playing game, like, I'm just confused. Why are you on here to begin with? And, like, he hasn't even said, he's Austrian. He's from Vienna. He's Viennese. Is that a thing? I don't know. Yeah, anyways, I'm waiting on a response from him, and I'm deleting Hinge as soon as we finish this conversation. Anyway, I say, hi, smiley face. He says, hi, my name. How did you like Venice? Because one of my photos is of my fine ass in Venice. I used to live there 2 months and I had a love-hate with that city. The English. I'm from Vienna originally, living in New York now. Are you watching the game? And this was like Super Bowl Sunday. And I was like, I loved it. It was beautiful. I hated Venice. That shit was fucking Epcot. It was basically Disney. I hate that shit. Anyway. But we did stumble into, like, the Jewish neighborhood, Jewish community neighborhood thing, and it was beautiful. I don't think that happened on accident. Like, we'll talk more about that later. But, so, I said, I loved it. It was beautiful, a bit touristy, but spent some time in the quieter parts, so it was nice. Dash, very cool. I've always wanted to visit Austria. Not an American football fan, but a fan of Shakira, LOL. I mean, we all did watch the Super Bowl for Shaki. We did not watch for J-Lo. We did not watch for that interracial couple. I forget the name. Sasha would know the name. I don't know the names. Anyway, and then he's like, Shakira nailed it indeed. Why didn't you make a trip yet to Vienna? I'm there quite often. I'd show you around. When's your next trip planned? And I'm like, am I about to get flued out? All expenses is paid. I'm a fly out. Two girls. All expenses is paid. Yeah. So I was like, But he sent that at like 1:41 a.m. And I was asleep and like ignoring Bumble completely. So I just didn't respond until Thursday maybe or Feb 6. What is that? That was Wednesday. At like 7 p.m., I was like, I don't know, soon. That would be really nice. I'd go just for the opera and pastries. Haha. Okay, the plot will thicken. And then he said, I'd love it. Opera and pastries are always good. And then I said, we should get some in New York first, smiley face. I was just like, whatever. I don't care about this guy. I can say whatever I want. Let me just not filter myself because idiots will be idiots regardless, right? And then I said, you lived in Venice for 2 months. Where else have you lived? Are you based here in NYC? And then he's like, based in NYC since 2008. I said that, like, the pastry stuff yesterday morning. And then he said, based in NYC since 2008, great idea, let's do that. Whoa, he said that at 4:53 a.m., you guys. Why do you think he did that? Anyway, cool. And then I was like, cool, we should. Maybe you're... Oh, I did a typo. Maybe you're a better conversationalist in person, smiley face. I'm free most weekends except next, and my number is this. And that's what I said, right? So my ass is, like, sitting here, like, talking about, like, oh, yeah, only... Because the only thing I do know about the opera is... The only thing I do know about Venice is the opera because of that one episode of Keeping Up with the Kardashians whenever they went to Austria and the guy had blackface and they were all, like, so shocked. They're like, oh, my God, he has blackface. What's going on? Basically, that episode is the only reason I know, right? And so I, like, go take a closer look at his profile because I'm like, who is this guy, right? And then he has his, like, Instagram linked in it, right? And I'm like, why does he have his, like, this wasn't here before or I just didn't care before, right? So what do? I check him up on Instagram. The man is verified, okay? This is huge for me for some reason. The man is verified, okay? And he's like, opera is basically his life. Like, he's not necessarily, like, a singer. He's, like, a director of, like, various things, etc. He's, like, a big person in the opera scene. And I was like, what the fuck? Like, how? I literally said, what did I say? I said, yeah, I just go for the opera and pastries. And he's like, I'd love it. Opera and pastries are always good. He's so humble. That's weird. Maybe that's a stretch, but, like, isn't that hilarious? Like, he's literally huge in the opera world, and he's out here talking about some, yeah, Hopper is a good idea. So, obviously, what do? I peep his Instagram stories, and this weekend was the Viennese Opera Ball, okay? I had no idea, because who cares? Like, quite frankly. And, like, he's the, like, big person doing it, whatever. Okay, and I was like, what the hell? And it says, Viennese Opera Ball, the oldest Austrian charity ball outside of Austria, a prestigious white tie event with internationally renowned stars. So his whole world is basically opera. How funny is that? It's hilarious. I hope he responds, and I hope we get pastries, because that would be so funny. I don't know. I think I just want to do it to tell you guys about it. But deleting all of the other apps, let me delete them as we speak, actually. No good can come of these. So we're going to delete Hinge. I literally have them all in a folder called Research with, like, the skull emoji. Delete Hinge. Delete Plenty of Fish. I never even got to that one. I only had 4 days. I was ambitious. Eric liked you back. Ugh, dude, it's disgusting. I don't like it here. I hate it here. Laying these up through the trap. Delete Clover. I don't know what I was thinking. So we only keep Bumble. Yeah. So my overall, like, response to this a little experimente is that, like, when it's time, it's time. Like, I'm not in a relationship right now by any means. Like, it's not exclusive. My mother doesn't know my... It's just not exclusive. We haven't defined where this is going, and that's for a lot of reasons, not necessarily, but including, like, religious differences, etc. But, like, yeah, I'm not in a relationship, so I'm single, but I'm in love, which is a conundrum that is brilliant for my artistic output, but not so brilliant for my, like, overall human safety well-being thing. But it's going great for my art. Like, I'm pumping out fucking pieces like it's manna from heaven, like, every day. So that's great. But I think for me, the biggest takeaway was that when it's time, it's time. And it's funny that this little experiment helped me actually realize that even in relationships, or, yeah, I'll call it a relationship, it's not an exclusive relationship, like, with commitment that we're going to get married soon, one day. but it's a relationship because it is a relation between two people. That one is time is time. If it's time to like let go and move on, it'll be time to let go and move on. If it's not, it's not. And stop searching so hard for a reason, because you won't know the reason unless God wants you to know the reason. And it's like, you gotta defer. You have no like staying power in all of this. Like, I don't know. Like, I don't know how many times, how many different ways Hashem is gonna say this to me, for me to understand it. But like, for everything under the sun, there is a season. You can spend, I will always use this example. I spent months and months and months applying for all of these positions, internships, everything. Overqualified, underqualified, qualified just enough, still hearing not a word back until it was time, until 1 week in March when I met one person who was connected to my current role now, then it was time. You feel me? Like, it wasn't time. Like, they could not connect me then because it wasn't time. The need, like, there was so much being shifted in the background. And I can't help but think now, like, even though things aren't as exactly as I would like them to be, like, things are shifting in the background. Homes are being built in the background. An entire life is being staged in the background so that when it's time for me to pop into it, everything is ready for me. You know what I mean? And I really believe the same for all of you too. It's like, believe that things are shifting in the background. That's like my biggest takeaway, I guess. Like, and even our piece today is a little bit about that, but like, believe that things are shifting in the background. I'm going to write that down, not only for you guys, but for myself, my life, my everything. I literally forget what I was saying. What did I tell y'all? I said, believe that what? You hate to see it. Believe that things are shifting in the background. Because what's the alternative? That you're just going to believe that everything is as it is and nothing is working in your favor, baby boo? Whether you think what I said or what I just said, like the second option where nothing is happening, you're thinking, so why not make it positive? Like, what do you gain from having the less lucrative outcome thought every, like, what do you gain? Nothing. There is no, like, my biggest mantra, biggest, like, affirmation declaration is, what's the alternative? You know what I mean? Like, be like, just choose to believe that everything is shifting positively in the background. Your house is being built for you. Nowhere does it say that, obviously you have to do work with your hands, right? But like, there's work that only Hashem can do. There's work that only God can do. And like, you gotta believe that everything is shifting. You gotta believe that there are ministering angels all around you doing exactly what they've been instructed to do. And you have to be sensitive to the comfort that they provide. You have to believe that it's there. You have to believe that it. You can't have them without having the comfort. You can't have the ministering angels without having the comfort. And the comfort comes because of who sent them. You know what I mean? Like, you have to believe these things. And I know even for me, it's like so hard and like, not even so hard. It's just not my default setting. But like, BBG, we're going to have to change things up around here. Like, baby girl, like, it's just not, like, this life is too hard already. Like, no, things are shifting. Say it with me. Things are shifting into place in the background. Things are shifting into place. My houses are being built. The relationships, the pathways to them, are being paved. The need for what God wants me to do is being carved out. Do you understand? I don't know. I hope at least one person hears this and they understand that, like, things are shifting in the background, and they're always shifting in your favor because of, like, who you align yourself with. You know what I mean? Like, let me give you an example. Because I'm getting into God's path, which was T.D. Jakes' sermon this morning, I highly recommend you listen to that. I bet it'll be up on YouTube. I bet it already is. So the message from February 9th, 2020, get in God's path, I think, like, that's why it's so easy for things to, like, work and shift for you, because there are people who always say, like, oh, like, no, for me, it's like this, this, and this. Well, are you in the path, or are you in your own path? Because it'll always be harder in your own path. Like, BBG. I'll preach to y'all some other time, but, yeah, just things are shifting. That's what I'm charging you with this week. Things are shifting. They are shifting. Amen. Okay, cool. Quick update on health stuff. So basically, I threw up by drinking way too much water this week on Thursday morning. I woke up late. I missed my spin class. I was working from home that day. So I was like, thank you, Hashem. Thank you, everyone, for, like, I don't know how to say that. Do you say, like, Baruch Hashem? Like, I don't know. Well, thank you, God, for, like, everything, that I'm working from home, that I fucking threw up my insides of water, mind you. Okay, let me explain it from the beginning. I wake up late. Every morning, I drink 3 liters of water. Okay? I do that so that I don't have to do it during the day, and I can finish all the peeing and all of the, like, hydrating before I leave the house in the morning, right? It's one of the reasons why my skin is so plump and luscious anyway. So this time I didn't have as much time, so I usually have, like, 3-ish hours, 4-ish hours in the morning before I head out the door to start my day. So, like, to go to work, basically. I'm like, fuck. So then I chug a liter. Then I'm like, oh my goodness, I also need my coffee. So I chug my coffee. And I wait 3 minutes, 4 minutes. And I, like, for some reason, I chose warm water because it's easier to stomach warm water for me. So I start pouring warm water in my bottle, and I chug. And then I pick up my Tanakh and I'm studying. And, like, I'm like, ooh, because I'm 23 years old. I know what it feels like to want to throw up. Like, your mouth begins to, like, have this, like, coating of, like, light saliva. And I'm like, no way. Why the fuck do I feel like throwing up? So I didn't believe it, right? About 30 seconds goes by. I try to ignore that shit. I'm like, no, bro. I'm not fucking throwing up right here. No, it's not happening. I don't know about you, but this ain't happening. I'm like, bitch, get the fuck up. You're going to throw up. So then I, like, walk to the bathroom, obviously slowly, because I'm like, ah, shit's not going to happen. If it does, I'll be at the toilet, but it's not going to happen. I'll be, bleh. That is the moment I decide to, like, expel all of the water I just drank. And I was like, what the fuck? And so, like, I clean it up. Literally, it is just water. And I was like, dude, like, what? This has never happened in my, like, 23 years of life. Like, I just like, what? So I cleaned it up with a bunch of paper towels. So I'm like, I kind of don't want this, like, in the bin under the sink. So I flush it. Terrible idea. I flush it. The toilet is clogged. I'm like, what? What is this? And then I'm like, oh, fuck. Like, we don't have a plunger. Like, I just moved into this place literally a month ago. And, like, just, it didn't click that I need a plunger at any point in my life. So I'm like, what the fuck am I going to do? So I'm like, what would my mom do? Rose would, like, call a plumber. And then I was like, cool. Let me call a plumber. And then I was like, no, wait. There has to be a solution. Do I like let it dissolve first? Like I Google how to like dissolve paper towel, and I get all of these fucking links about how toilet paper does not dissolve, or sorry, paper towel does not dissolve. It is designed to not dissolve. And I was like, what the fuck? Whose side are you on? And then I like find this one tutorial where they're like, put a cup of dish liquid into the toilet with a bowl, with a bucket of warm water, and let it sit for 20 minutes and then flush and then put the bucket of warm water again. So I do that. There's no outcome to that, right? So I'm like, fuck. At this point, I have to pee. I have to, like, use the bathroom. I have to do everything, right? And I'm like, what am I going to do? So my building has, like, a club level. So, like, I went to the bathroom up there. And I was like, fuck. And then I come back, and I'm like, cool. So let me call a plumber. And then I call a plumber, and they're like, yeah, it'll be, like, 160. And I'm like, are y'all out your goddamn minds? So then I'm like, there has to be another way. I need to get a plunger, but I'm not going to Target to get a plunger and carry it all the way back here because it's like a 23-minute bop at that point. So I'm like, cool, what can I do? So then I like order my groceries through Shipt and I add in a fucking plunger there, right? So then I like get there. I order on Shipt, right? And I like, yeah, I order on Shipt. And I also add in a plunger, and then I go and I'm like, fuck, okay, I'm going to get some juice press for breakfast and just deal with this. And hopefully it works out because I'm not paying a plumber $160 to come plunge my toilet. So then I get the plunger and it works. But the point is I was water cleansing, right? I did feel like amazing and hydrated because I always feel amazing and hydrated after I like do it in the mornings. I like don't have to drink water. I feel great. I think it was the warm water that really like set me off. But like, yeah, I don't know. And I'm always like full and like, I don't know. I always drink water in the morning, but never to that degree where it's like that much liquid at once. Maybe that was it. Or maybe it was the temperature of the water. I don't know. But yeah. Okay. Awesome. So moving on to our piece for the week. I was reminded of this one like really recently, and it's beautiful, and I'm so honored that like I was able to like speak these words through my hands from Shem, and yeah, and that because I honestly believe that this was like whenever I get not possessed, but whenever my hands move quicker than my mind, I know that we're in a special place. You know what I mean? I don't know. Maybe other creatives can relate, but that's just me personally. So this piece is called, drum roll, please, The Master's Piece. I posted this on Q's Instagram as well, so. Perhaps I am resenting the love that came into my life, your love, because it came in a way which I had not expected. Perhaps I am resenting that it had not asked my permission first, that it did not sit down with me prior to you and I meeting that sweltering August morning to discuss the terms and conditions of its behavior and its presence in both our lives, but really its presence between us both. Perhaps I have no right to think of such a thing, but then again, perhaps I am justified. It is my heart, after all. And it is likely to be my ego that has landed my tongue upon these specific words. That line gets me every time. Because the way in which, like, I'm going to just call it the writer, even though I'm the writer. The writer is, like, speaking about love. It's like ego is talking to love and they're coexisting. And ego is, like, bowing and, like, seceding to love, but it's upset about it, as ego knows how, the only way ego knows how to be, you know? However it is, love, I would like you to know that I have begun trying to surrender to things as they are and to be grateful for your presence, if but for no other reason than as a way to honor that from which you came. Your job is to be here between us, love. I shouldn't question the circumstances of your presence because it is not like you know why you are here, why you have been sent. Perhaps that is not what you're armed with when you arrive. Perhaps you are just instructed to be at the appointed time, and your fulfillment comes from not knowing. Love, help me be like you, to be filled up so wholly with not knowing, because it was never my responsibility to know, to direct. So here you see ego, like, looking at love as a teacher. You see an expression of ego that is not normally expressed. Ego is usually this harsh thing that's, like, ruins everything, obstructs everything. We're going inside out here. Like, if you haven't seen that movie, it's phenomenal. But, and fun fact, that guy wrote it because his teenager was going through puberty and, like, her emotions were ever, and he's like, what the fuck, what happened to my kid? So he's like, must be this. It's really a great film. But, like, you see ego looking at love as an example. Like, I want to be like you, but I don't know how to be like you. And I think that's such a beautiful parallel or juxtaposition of us as people looking at the way that Hashem intended things, looking at the way that God intended things, right? And we're just, like, looking and we're like, how I want to be like this. I want to act like this. I want my mind to do this, but how do I do it? Can you teach me? Because I've now come to the point where perhaps that is not what you're armed with when you arrive. Perhaps you are just instructed to be at the appointed time, and there's, and your fulfillment comes from not knowing. Love, help me be like you. It's like, my, like, I can't reconcile this not knowing, but, like, you also get what I want, which is fulfillment from not knowing. So how can I be like you? And it's, like, this ever present question that I think, I don't know, maybe we'll be asking it for the rest of our lives. And, like, the last line is, you're simply a beautiful gift. So maybe this moment is a beautiful gift, and this Sunday is a beautiful gift, and this work week was a beautiful gift, and next week will be, and it's just that, just a beautiful gift. And if we dive too deep into the details, we'll lose the main picture, and we'll become frustrated with such minutiae when we're walking on a predetermined, like, path. And instead of just appreciating the gift as love does, we'll try to manipulate and control and direct when it was never our responsibility. And it continues with ego saying, and this is technically me saying, so I will stop bending backwards and forwards, begging and pleading to that which sent you, that he would direct you to honor the picture I painted, that he would follow my direction and honor the picture I painted. So this is like, I'll stop begging Hashem to honor the picture that I painted. I'll stop begging God to honor the picture that I painted over the picture that's, you know, like, and I'll stop begging that he would follow my direction. How sickening is that? Yeah, follow me. The fuck? Calm down. Know your role. And honor the picture that I painted more plausibly, perhaps the picture I painted exists within the picture that he's already painted. And the act of bending and begging the master's piece to bow low to my insignificant brushstroke is in fact ridiculous, which it is. Perhaps I do not need to think about the master's piece. Perhaps I can rest, knowing that love, you are carrying out what was spoken before you were sent. And before you arrived that ordinary August morning, perhaps I can rest. Perhaps finally I will rest. Perhaps finally I will rest. Wow. I think even for me, isn't that crazy? That's when I know that, like, this piece wasn't written just by me for you guys. It was given, and it's for me just as much as it's for you. It just so happens to be my fingers on the keyboard that brought it out. I'm still in awe of the ability of God's gifting to do that. Like, how can the words that released from my experience and my fingers minister to all of you as much as they minister to me? That's when you know. I don't know. All right. Okay. That's all I have for you guys. As always, I hope you fall in love with yourself, with your life, with your week, and with the magic between Sundays. Mwah. Besos, babies. Thank you so, so much for listening. I appreciate it so much. Follow us on Instagram at Our Sunday Series, and let me know how your week is going, has gone, etc. Mwah.